Hey, Rock, hello. Who's this?
Moifit.
Well, Moifit, congratulations. You're caller 20.
Thank you so much.
You got tickets to see Blink 182 at Acrisure Arena, and you got on the standby boarding list for a chance to see them in the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento.
Thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. We have What's Up with Florida, including a naked man in a tanning bed. We have a mail thief that's been caught by residents in Studio City. That's a great story. We have the Alkaline Trio stopping by to interview them around 4 o'clock. And then at 4:20, the 4:20 catch of the day, plus more tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No, still no.
My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined.
Maybe my favorite Foo Fighters song? Maybe? It's right up there. It's top three, easy. It's a world-famous K-Rock. What's Up with Florida is coming up right after Linkin Park on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Naked Florida man hides in tanning bed after trying to set the gym on fire at closing time. That headline has everything. Comes out of Fort Myers, Florida, according to Lee County Sheriff's Office. Henry Atunez Alvarado, 25 years old, began acting, quote, erratically when they told him that the gym was closing. They tried to kick him out, not because he was being erratic, but because the gym was closing. And that's when he started going crazy. He took off all his clothes. He started running naked through the gym. Investigators say he crawled into the ceiling, knocked down several tiles throughout the building, and tried to start a fire in the bathroom. Surveillance footage shows him sprinting through the building unclothed, entering a bunch of different rooms, and eventually lying down completely naked on a tanning bed. He was trying to hide there. And deputies found him hiding in the tanning bed, and this happened.
Where are you going? I'm going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set. Okay? If you do that, I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
John Bonham's playing Moby Dick for real.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
There's a fight. Guy doesn't want to go easily. Tanning bed. Got his balls. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise, you're caller 20.
No way.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You got tickets to see Blink 182 at Acrisure Arena, and you're also qualified to see them at Aftershock, the festival.
That's what I'm really hoping for.
Well, I hope you win. I got my fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Workers at a site in South Carolina that once made key parts for nuclear bombs in the United States have discovered a radioactive wasp nest.
Workers at a former U.S. nuclear bomb site just found a wasp nest so radioactive it registered 10 times the legal radiation limit.
Radioactive wasps.
The discovery happened at the Savannah River site in South Carolina, where nuclear bomb components were once made during the Cold War.
The Cold War was in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken, and they just found radioactive wasps.
Now, no wasps were inside. No superhero radioactive wasps. The nest was sprayed with insect killer.
That should do it.
It was removed and treated as radioactive waste. So how did a wasp nest become so radioactive? Officials say it's not from leak from the waste tanks, but through what's called on-site legacy radioactive contamination.
I don't have any idea what that means.
Basically from the leftover radioactivity from when the site was fully operational. And they say the public isn't at risk because wasps generally don't fly far from their nests.
Don't worry about it. They don't fly that far. You're good.
But a watchdog group says the report raises questions like where the radiation came from and whether there could be more radioactive nests.
There could be more radioactive nests. We're gonna die. We're gonna die. Gonna die! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. We have our friends from Alkaline Trio joining us just after 4 o'clock. And Studio City has their own crime-fighting force. Tell you about that coming up on K-Rock. Frustrated Studio City neighbors confront suspected mail thief. This comes out of Studio City. Somebody's been stealing these people's mail for a long time, and they ended up coming face-to-face with him. Listen to this.
All new this morning, a group of neighbors in Studio City are fed up following weeks of mail being stolen. But finally, they were able to catch the suspected thief red-handed.
Eyewitness News reporter David Gonzalez joins us live from Studio City with stunning video of this takedown. David, what happened?
Hey, good morning, Rachel. Yeah, residents in this community say they've been targeted.
Somebody get this man a lozenge.
By this specific suspect who has been stealing their mail, but all these residents banded together, and last night they came face-to-face with that suspect, and part of that confrontation was captured on video.
You like to steal mail? You like to steal mail? Yeah? You like to steal mail? Huh?
Yeah, he's actually like chasing the guy.
Neighbors fighting back against the suspected thief after they spotted him. Residents cornered the man they say had been stealing their mail for quite some time. Things quickly escalated when the suspect was confronted. He was pepper sprayed and his windshield was smashed with a baseball bat as he tries to flee.
I popped out to film him to say, hey, you like to rob us. And he tried to swat the phone away. He went to swing, missed. I sprayed him again. He swung and missed. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to unload it. That didn't work, so then he charged at me.
Sadly, despite the confrontation and a call to police, the suspect was able to get away. And just to give you an idea as to how serious they are, right now we're on the corner of Valley Heart and Longridge, and these guys are calling themselves the Valley Heart Vigilantes.
The Valley Hearts Vigilantes. I love that they have a name. I made a commercial.
When their mail is stolen in Studio City and the police won't help, they do what needs to be done with pepper spray. You won't come back if you know what's good for you. They are the Valley Hearts Vigilantes. Stamping out mail theft for good.
See, because they're stamping out mail theft. Stamp is a postal thing. And now in Hollywood.
Just because your mail is in a locked mailbox, that doesn't mean it's safe.
A thief caught on camera unlocking and ransacking mailboxes at a West Hollywood apartment. And as they told our Sophie Flay, it's not the first time.
Different place.
First off, it's an invasion of privacy, and it's a federal offense to take mail.
And West Hollywood residents have caught this thief red-handed. Video shows this man let himself into the building on Sweetser Avenue and unlock all of the mailboxes, emptying the items into his black bag, grabbing packages, and heading out the door.
Residents have reached out to USPS, and they've been told that their building is now on a wait list. But the frustrating part is that their building is about 20th on that wait list, which could take up to 12 months to get the lock and keys changed.
They're dragging their feet.
They're dragging their feet. What's going on? 12 months. Somebody has the key to all of their mailboxes. You know what they need? The Valley Hearts Vigilantes.
When their mail is stolen in Studio City and the police won't help, they do what needs to be done with pepper spray. You won't come back if you know what's good for you. They are the Valley Hearts Vigilantes. Stamping out mail theft for good.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Jaime. My name's Jaime, or Jamie.
Jaime, you won. Have you won before?
No. No, I did it.
You won.
No, I did it. Did I?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You got tickets to see Blink 182 at Aperture Arena, and you're also in the drawing to see them.
Oh, God.
And you're also in the drawing to see them at Aftershock Festival.
Yeah, man, I'm the biggest fan. You're so cool. I love you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And congratulations on winning these tickets.
Oh, my God, I won.
This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the guys from Alkaline Trio joining us in studio. Welcome.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Thank you. Adam, you drum to every song that you see? Air drum?
I can't help it.
We can't get him to stop.
He taps on everything when there aren't songs playing.
Oh, man.
It's constant.
Does it drive you nuts?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't need an alarm clock in the bus anymore. I just get drums happening.
Tap, taps. I mean,
sometimes
listen,
hands in
nobody
my
Nobody hates it more than me.
Pounding on my chest.
All right, let's talk about new music, shall we?
We shall.
Please.
Sure. You got Oblivion out. Tell us about Oblivion, because I love that song.
Oh, thanks. Nice. Yeah, we're proud of it. Our friend Travis Barker, I think you've met.
Sure.
We had a great time recording it with him. And yeah, it's a song about a vampire and his take on the world today. And then going down with the ship.
It's pretty accurate. with the things that are happening today.
Well, yeah, and the video that accompanies the song, is it all kind of just fell into place. And with Travis's help, it sounds pretty good, I think.
So this is one of three songs that you have with Travis?
That's true.
Right, yeah?
Yes.
And you're going to put out the other two when? Well, not to be greedy, because we're just getting into oblivion.
I know, we're just getting into it. We had a plan, and now we don't know what the plan is.
Okay,
we were
going
to go, you know, every few weeks and just release a single, but like maybe one a month. But now who knows? Who knows?
Are we working toward an album?
Well, another question that we've been discussing.
Asking each other.
Because we had so much fun. Like the pressure of making a record is different than when you just go, you know, you've got a few good ideas. Like Matt had a few great songs and we were like, let's go in and do them with Travis. Let's just see what happens. And they turned out great. And it was so easy. And like the Travis in the studio was great. Like the energy was very natural and everything flowed. And when we left, we were like, that was easy. And so
don't you get the idea that's the way it is with Travis in everything?
I think things come pretty naturally to him.
Just everything in his life seems like
effortless. Oh, I mean, yes. He's the things that he's survived, he's done with such grace.
Agreed.
That I think he makes even difficult things look easy.
Yeah, that's true. Well, how is he different from a drummer and a producer?
Wow. I mean, it's hard to quantify the real separation. He was super involved in all aspects of producing these songs. And it was like he had great ideas about each part, you know, which maybe more so than other producers in the drum department, but not any less so in the maybe guitar tracking department.
Right.
You know, so he was universally.
Did he ever just move you aside and get in and play?
I mean, he said, hey, try this. And he's trying to describe it to me. And I'm like this? He's like, can I sit? I'm like, please do sit down and show me what you're thinking.
And show
like,
me what you're talking about.
And he would sort of like say something kind of like this, be like, okay, cool. And then I would sit down and kind of do my version of what he did. And he's like, yeah, that. And it was great. It was awesome.
You guys are going to be touring with them with Blink 182, right?
Yes,
later
sir.
This year?
Yeah, we're very excited. It's going to be, it's going to be a blast. Missionary Impossible. Also, something that Travis came up with. Like,
idea.
The guy is a silent warrior. He comes up with all the great ideas. Nobody
he's
is
the
wiser.
He's the quietest human that makes the most noise.
Oh, he's, yeah. And he's one of those people, and I think the rest of us that aren't like this are envious of the people that only speak when they have something to say. And he's one of those kind of people that it's pretty brilliant. So, yeah, Missionary Impossible, Travis Barker, ladies and gentlemen.
Matt, what's it like touring with them, lead singing with them versus Alkaline Trio? Because you did Blink for 7 years?
Almost 7 years.
Yeah.
Physically it's very similar, but, you know, like my perception, I guess, is it's hard to put into words. I mean, I feel like I walked into a family that was, you know, like I'm the new maybe mistress,
right?
Or the new wife that luckily the kids all approved of.
I thought that Blink is so lucky that you exist because you're perfect.
That's very sweet. I appreciate it. And Alkaline Trio is the successful marriage that I went off and cheated and came back, and they were still, you know,
they were still cool
sitting
to
on
stand
the couch
by.
Reading Us Weekly, ready to go.
So what do we need to know about Oblivion? We're going to play it in a second for our catch of the day.
Ooh.
Tell us how you came up with the idea of writing a story about a vampire.
Well, the Nosferatu remake inspired me to watch the original Nosferatu, and there's actually a line in the song that's taken from one of the title cards in the original Nosferatu. Does this word sound like the death bird calling out your name at midnight is like the intro card to the original Nosferatu,
right?
So that was the impetus. Yes,
right.
Sir,
it's a great song. I'm glad you guys are back. I'm looking forward to the other two songs that you did with Travis as well. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to play Oblivion from Alkaline Trio.
K-R-L-K.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Happy 420. It's Matt from Alkaline Trio, and this is our song, Oblivion.
Oh, that sounds great. Oblivion by Alkaline Trio. The guys have been joining me this afternoon. Thank you for coming in studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Love Absolute having you in.
Pleasure. Thanks.
And we will continue to play that song as it's fantastic.
Woo. Right on.
It's great to have the guys from Alkaline Trio here. They and us go way back, and they got that new song, Oblivion, which we just played. It is Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. Sounded like I was going to say more, didn't it? Got more tickets for you coming up at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, to see Blink 182. You qualify to see him again at the Aftershock Festival. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Time to take phone calls at 800-520-1067. The topic today is, it would surprise people to know what about you. I just found out that a friend of mine knits, and knits really well. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because they've been doing it for a long time. And it didn't make sense to me because I've been friends for a long time. And I had no inkling that that was going on at all. So your hidden talents or hobbies that it would surprise your friends to know about you. That is the topic. The best call, the most entertaining call. We have tickets for Justice October 25th at the Forum. And I love Justice. I'm looking forward to that show. So we've got a tickets for Justice October 25th at the Forum for the best call of it would surprise people to know you what? Fill in the blank. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. People would be surprised if they found out what about you?
Hello, Kevin Ryder.
Hey there. What can you do that people would be surprised about?
I have a Gene Simmons-sized tongue.
Does that come out at all the bars?
Well, now and then in my younger days, at the strip bars, I used to impress many of the ladies.
But, sure.
anymore, no, not so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? We have tickets for Justice October 25th at the Forum, and we're taking calls this hour about the topic, what would people be surprised to find out about you? There's something that's true of you that most people don't know, and they would be surprised. 800-520-1067. Do you have a story like that?
So I actually was like this bad kid, like a gangster, gang banging and all that stuff. But I actually was an honor roll student and graduated with honors.
Really? And
yes.
And your friends at the time thought what?
That I was just a bad, like, you know, gang banging with them. And so they just thought that I wasn't going to school because I was also locked up in and out of juvie and stuff with, you know, along with my friends and stuff. And yeah, I was actually an honor roll student.
Wow. So nobody knew that you were that good at school.
That I was actually a nerd. Yeah.
Good for you. K-Rock, hello. Hi there. What's something that people would be surprised to find out about you?
Okay. I'm a gothic clothing designer, and my name is Hillary, and my brand is Hillary's Vanity. And my secret is I collect cowboy boots and cowgirl boots.
You collect cowgirl boots. Why?
Because I think they're awesome, and my husband likes them.
How many pair do you have?
Five. It's not a huge collection, but considering it doesn't go with anything else about me, I think, you know, I don't listen to country music or go to country places. I think it's a hidden thing.
That is a hidden thing. That's perfect. What would people be surprised to find out about you? The best call this hour, you get tickets to see Justice October 25th at the Forum. What would people be surprised to find out about you? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. We're taking phone calls on what would people be surprised to find out about you?
Hi, I'm calling in about things people are surprised about me.
Yep, let's hear it.
Well, based on the way I look, people are always surprised that I don't speak Spanish.
How do you look?
Like straight paisa, man. Like straight Mexican.
Our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico, we got that nickname, the King of Mexico, because his parents were Mexican and they spoke Spanish his whole life, and he doesn't know any of the language. It's crazy. That's Dave, though. All right. Listen, what would people be surprised to find out about you? 800-520-1067. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We're taking your phone calls on things that you do that people would be surprised by. 800-520-1067. What is up, party people? We've been taking your phone calls for an hour on things your friends would be surprised to find out about you. And the best call wins tickets to see Justice October 25th at the Forum.
Hi, Kevin.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Are you guys still doing the surprise?
Yep. Everyone would... Is there something that people would be surprised about you? What is it?
I used to be a cam model and a pretty popular one back in the day.
A cam model?
Yeah.
Successful?
Yeah, pretty successful. I was able to, pay all my bills, my rent, everything with it. And I only did that.
Wow. Why did you stop?
Because I didn't want my face to be put out there, and I started getting a lot of tattoos, so I didn't want for my family to find out.
I don't know why I'm asking you that, as if I'm disappointed in you stopping.
It was lucrative. This is way before OnlyFans, so it was pretty lucrative for just starting out.
K-Rock, hello.
I have one. I used to be a sword swallower.
A sword swallower? You don't hear that every day.
Yeah, the sword would go, it would actually go all the way down my esophagus and push aside my lungs and go a centimeter away from my heart and hit the bottom of my stomach.
Oh, my God. What did you?
Yeah.
Did you travel with the Jim Rose Side Circus Show or whatever that's called?
No, I just was friends with the Venice Beach Freak Show.
Oh, and so you did it at Venice Beach?
Just for fun.
Your idea of fun and mine are very different. K-Rock, hello. What would people be surprised to find out about you?
That I actually grew up at the Playboy Mansion.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so my mom started at Playboy when she was 16 in Chicago. So in the 80s, they moved us all to California, and she worked at the mansion up until her retirement about 3 years ago.
Oh, my God. And you grew up there from what age to what age?
A baby.
And can I ask how old you are?
I'm 44 now.
Wow, you spent your entire life at the Playboy Mansion.
Through all his phases of life, when he was married to Kim and was like a dedicated family man, and then his like crazy days with, you know, the three of them, and then Crystal when he married Crystal, and then up until his death, and
That is, wow, that is shocking. I think you're going to have to get the tickets. Certainly. Becca from with the Playboy story is going to get tickets for Justice October 25th at the Forum. And we're going to do this again tomorrow and give away another pair of tickets. We've got another chance for you to win tickets to see Blink 182. You qualify to see him at Aftershock in Sacramento. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock.